Dear friends, good evening and thank you for joining us to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight we have a practice that is exceedingly simple, and this is a practice of setting our mind in silence. It is so appropriate that we happen to enjoy of this practice at this very specific time of the year, because today is January 6th, and January 6th is known as the Epiphany. During the Epiphany, we celebrate the arrival or the emergence of a god in a specific location. And in this case, 12 days after the date in which we have set the birth of the great master Jesus, we come to see then the manifestation of this celebration. This is the day where the three wise men came to bring gold, myrrh, and frankincense. And these three wise men were three kings of specific colors. First off, they were all dressed in that reddish-purple color that is indicative of the highest spirituality. But one of those kings was of dark skin. He was black. And that color is symbolic to the quality of our waters today. This is the one king that hands over the myrrh. Because myrrh is associated with the mysteries of death. Then there is another king of a light color skin. He is white. And he is the one who hands off the frankincense. He hands off the frankincense because frankincense helps prepare the environment for the arrival of a superior being, prepares the environment for rituals. And then the last king is also of a light color. He is yellow. And he is yellow because that is the final color on the transmutation of our creative waters. Black, yellow, black, white, yellow, and then red. And we see those four colors in the three kings, and we see the fourth color in the garments that they were wearing. This last king, the yellow one, he brings and he offers gold. And he offers gold because as part of this work, we come to materialize, fabricate the superior existential bodies of the being, that they ultimately must be solar in nature, they must be radiant, thus gold. And in a day like today, this is a beautiful day to go on with this practice, because as we seek to silence the mind, what we can allow is for the consciousness to receive any wisdom that may be available to itself directly from the innermost. But for the consciousness to be able to receive, well, not only our body has to be very receptive, that means that it has to be very relaxed, our emotions have to be very favorable. Our emotional center must also be relaxed and not projecting any inferior emotions. But for that to happen, the mind has to be calm. When the mind is calm, the emotions are relaxed and the physical body is perfectly calm and serene as well. In tonight's practice, we are seeking that condition that the ancient Zen masters refer to as Mo Shao. Mo means serenity and Shao, reflection. So we want to set ourselves in a condition of serene reflection. This Mo Shao is Pratyahara. It is the condition of no thinking. And when we walk into the space of the quote-unquote no thought of the clear consciousness, what naturally happens is that the consciousness can exercise its faculty of the instinctive perception of the cosmic truths. And then suddenly you receive this jolt where in a fraction of an instant you understand, perceive, you really get that one thing without having to go through the filter of the mind. So what we will do tonight is that we are going to invite you to lay down and lay down, and if you fall asleep, that is just perfect. Remember, tomorrow morning when you wake up, make sure that you keep your Gnostic journal close by so that without moving your body, you can reach for that Gnostic journal and you can write down everything that you recall from your DM experience. So we're going to lay down face up and we're going to relax all of the muscles in our body. We are going to help clear your mind, and we're going to do that by chanting the mantra Om Masi Padme Hum. This being the day of the Epiphany, the celebration where a god emerges somewhere, in this case, the great master Yeshua, the Christ, emerges, is born in the celestial Bethlehem. Well, we are chanting this mantra, Om Masi Padme Hum, because when we translate that, it means, O God in me. And if today's the day of the Epiphany, what more or most joyful epiphany, the one of the innermost emerging within the heart of each and every one of us? We're going to relax our muscles. We're going to clear our mind. And we're going to invite you to not think. Just not think. Focus your mind on the chanting of the mantra. Focus your objective imagination into seeing yourself calm and serene. If you must visualize a lake that is perfectly calm, reflecting every star in the night sky, that certainly works. If you would like to use your objective imagination to see yourself as transparent, irradiating that gentle blue light where everything flows and there are no objections, there are no resistances, that also works great. And Samael tells us, this particular practice, well, this is something that you can do and not think absolutely anything for just 30 minutes. He says, do this practice 6 days out of the week. If you have the opportunity of have some time during the afternoon and rest your body comfortably, then this is a beautiful, phenomenal practice. If you can do this before you go to bed, then this is also a phenomenal practice to do. So this is what we're doing tonight. We are seeking the silence of the mind. We're going to start by closing our eyes. We're going to relax our body. We will chant the mantra. And as we're doing this, I encourage you to use your objective imagination. See that lake. See yourself transparent. See your divine mother as she becomes revealed to you in a vision. And as you focus your attention on that, you adequately task the mind to focus on something constructive so that we are just not wandering around with our fantasies. This is the practice for tonight. If you fall asleep, well, you may not hear when we fade away. So what we will do is that for the purposes of this recording, we will wish all beings of noble heart just a great night. And we're going to the practice and we're going to fade away in the background when we're done. So let's start by closing our eyes. Let's go ahead and lay on our backs comfortably. For this particular exercise, as you lay on your back, allow your arms to rest comfortably alongside the body. And allow your heels to come together. Relax your feet so that your feet fan open comfortably, gently from side to side. Now this is a good moment for us to make ourselves aware of our physical body. Check and see if there is anything that is uncomfortable, anything that may be causing some distraction, a tight belt, maybe tight shoes, maybe a ponytail. Whatever it is, take advantage of this moment. And let's loosen that up. Once we have done that, let's make ourselves aware of our emotional state. You see, the year 2021, that when we add those numbers Kabbalistically, they result in 5. As a number 5 year, it not only hints of difficulties and challenges. 5 is always a number associated with karma. And it is very likely that every one of you went through some difficult, challenging moments throughout this past year, 2021. But that 5 is not just meant to give us a warning that something harsh is coming. Because it's true that life is suffering, but it is our responsibility to learn how to suffer. We are here not because we are victims, but simply because our own behaviors, our fixed ideas, everything that exists within that conglomerate of egos that we carry within, is keeping us bound. And with that number 5, we make the most of all of these past and future circumstances. When we are able to learn to see the good in everything that is coming across as bad, but that we also become keen enough to see the bad in everything that is coming across as good. When we can see the good in the bad and the bad in the good, we slowly start disconnecting from that flow of the pendulum. And understanding that we benefit from making the most of any difficult moment, of any challenge. Then let's take a look at what is our emotional state. Because suddenly, if we were feeling a little sad or uncertain, if we were carrying any remnants of frustrations during the day, that simple perspective of the consciousness of seeing the good in the bad and the bad in the good is powerful enough for us to look at our emotional state and realize that we were just daydreaming. On the same token, if we got here overly excited, or if we got here joyful or content, maybe indifferent, well, the same thing happens. And being able to consciously stand at the center of that circle of Tao is certainly a wonderful thing. So being aware of our emotional state and seeing that it is temporal, that it flows and it comes and goes. We can see that and we can then express gratitude and gratefulness for this new moment, where we all find ourselves here united in a single heart. It's a great family. With that gratitude, with that level of satisfaction, with that gentle joy in our hearts, we can say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, I'm here humbly at your presence, asking of you, begging of you, with our soul and our heart, to partake of this exercise. We offer you, Divine Father, our voice, our personality, our gestures. We offer you our vehicle for your experience. We ask that it is you, the dominant entity, partaking of all of these efforts. That it is your grace and your presence, the one that brings us all together. And we ask that it is you, the one who rests, the one who breathes, the one who sings, because through you all things are perfect. And maintaining this level of mindfulness and awareness, let's bring the attention of our consciousness at our toes. And from our toes, we focus on the soles of our feet, on our heels, our ankles, our shins, our calves, our knees. And we immediately feel that gentle sensation that comes from a deep relaxation. So let's focus our attention and our breath. Let's focus on breathing in through our nose and out through our nose. Let's breathe in such a way that we allow the inhale and the exhale to flow unobstructed. A flow that is so gentle that both the inhalation and the exhalation become almost imperceptible. And we can see that with every exhalation, if we choose to do so, we can allow our body just to sink just a little deeper on that mattress, on that sofa, on the mat, on the rug, on whatever surface we have chosen to rest today. So we bring once again the attention of our consciousness to our knees. And from there, we slowly continue bringing that attention up towards our head, inch by inch, through our thighs, our hips, our glutes, our creative organs, as we focus our attention on our lower back. We can empower the consciousness, just continue to focus its attention on our spine and each one of the vertebrae that make our spine. And starting at the very bottom, at the very tip of our spine, and from there upwards, we immediately feel that sensation of relaxation expanding from deep within our hips towards the outside, relaxing our creative organs, relaxing the lower part of our abdomen, relaxing our lower back, relaxing our solar plexus, relaxing the middle of our back. Relaxing our stomach. Relaxing our lungs. Our heart. And bringing that relaxation to that space in between our shoulder blades. We have relaxed our bodies many times in these practices. And by now, it is likely that you have noticed that sometimes when the relaxation starts, it flows so easy. But there is always a point in our body where there seems to be a need of using a little bit more willpower to allow for that observation of the consciousness to continue making its progress. This should be of no surprise, because all things follow the current of sound. And we know that there are two areas in those octaves of musical notes where we have no halftones, where we must jump from one tone into the next full tone. So knowing this, we know that that additional willpower is always necessary, whether it is for our relaxation, for our practice, for our projects. So we once again bring that attention to that space in between our shoulder blades. And we allow the consciousness to continue focusing its attention upwards and continue growing from in between our scapulas all the way up to the base of our neck. And from there to expand into our shoulders, our elbows, our wrists, our hands and fingers. Take a moment to enjoy of this gentle vibration that comes with relaxation. And be certain that if at any time today you need to, you can always invoke of your innermost and ask your Father who is in secret to bring back this state of relaxation. Let's once again focus on the base of our neck. And allow our consciousness to continue bringing its attention upwards in our neck so that that relaxation can expand. And that it can start accumulating itself at the very base of our skull. As you focus on that space behind your two ears, some people immediately notice a gentle warmth that fills up that area. A warmth that is soothing, is comforting. And we experience it with gratitude and satisfaction. So let's go ahead and relax the muscles of our jaw, our tongue, our lips, the muscles of our face, our eyes, our eyelids, the muscles in our forehead. And notice how naturally, as we do our part and we contribute with the relaxation, that warmness that we were feeling at the base of our skull immediately starts expanding. And we feel it growing. And it relaxes every little bit of our scalp. And it continues forth until it finds itself at the very crown of our head. And allowing ourselves to experience this gentle warmth throughout every particle, every tendon, every muscle, every ligament, every organ in our body. Notice how the exhalation has become so much deeper. Notice how the breathing becomes effortless. And we say together, Divine Father, give us the opportunity to experience Moshao. Allow us to walk into a space of serene reflection. We ask for your contribution, Father. And we ask that you allow us the experience of no thought, of the clear consciousness. And together we can sing the mantra, Om Masi Padme Om. Om Masi Padme Om. Padme Yom. Om Masi Padme. Om Padme Om Mase Padme Padme Om Mase Padme Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Padme Jom Om Mase 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 Padme Jom Padme Jom Om Mase 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 Padme Jom. As you chant the mantra, maintain your attention in your body to ensure that nothing is tightening up, that the eyes remain relaxed, that the eyelids are closed without effort, that we are not forcing the eyes up or down or to the sides, that we simply leave our eyes calm and relaxed. Om Mase Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Jom Mase Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Jom Padme Jom Om Mase Padme Jom Padme Padme Yom Om Mase 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 Padme Yom Padme Yom Om Mase Padme